In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in Volume 15, this is letter number 5750, Baruch Hashem, the 19th of Elul, Tavshin Zayin, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. I guess the Rebbe, he wrote to the Rebbe a little bit disrespectfully, in the sense, he wanted that they should have in the yeshiva, or in the schools, to people should study by heart so that they know the Chumash by heart, so they know this by heart. Rebbe apparently told me that that's not what we do, that the halacha is that things that are written have to be written, not to be memorized, and not to say, not to try to rehearse it, but to read it from the pasuk inside. He was advocating to the Rebbe that the Rebbe should instruct that they should try to memorize the Torah. And the Rebbe told him that's not the right thing. Anyways, he writes to the Rebbe, apparently. So the Rebbe said, I'm responding to your letter in which you write that you are not sure if my instructions had anything to do with your question. In other words, the Rebbe says, you gave an instruction, and the Rebbe's instruction was, I guess, not to learn it by heart. And he says to the Rebbe, you don't know if my instructions had to do with your question. Or basically saying, what has it got to do with his question, with the Rebbe's instruction? Now, the Rebbe says, after asking forgiveness, the Rebbe is going to sort of boomerang it, throw it back at him, and said, I have to use the same expression as you say, that I'm not sure whether this has to do with your question. I think the Rebbe is saying to him, your answer to me that it has nothing to do, that you're not sure about my lesson, is nothing to do with your question. I'm not sure exactly, but so the Rebbe is explaining to him the discussion that we're discussing here is not whether one can know the written Torah by heart. Of course you can know the written Torah by heart. That comes when you learn many times inside. If you say it many times, you learn it many times, then you'll learn it to also say it orally. Your question that you asked was, why don't we institute in the yeshiva or in the study to learn the written Torah orally, that not to read? Why are we reading from the book? Why don't we just read it orally? That was your question. So there, the Rebbe says, I pointed to you that this is a very clear ruling not to do so, which means that you have to study from inside, not to study outside. And we also showed you the very first source, but in addition to that source, which is probably, Rebbe showed him the source from the Gemara, that words of the Torah you can't say orally, but the Rebbe said this is also a halacha in Shulchan Aruch in chapter 49, Erechaizun Otes. So the Rebbe says, the question that you asked was, why do we have to learn from the Chumash? Why don't we learn outside? And that the answer came that you have to read the Chumash from the inside. That is the halacha. Now, all the examples that you're bringing, that there were Tanoim and Amiroim, that they knew verses of the Tanakh orally. So the Rebbe says, in truth, it's a waste your effort to go and collect all this. Because every Jew that goes to the shul, you will find Yidden that know how to say Ashrei by heart. Many people who daven every morning, and you say Ashrei Yeshev Yisecho Yidil Chaselo, and they know they can recite the whole Ashrei. Ashrei is from the Torah, that's from the Tehillim. That's from the Torah Shebiksav. What about the Shema Yisrael? People know all the Kriya Shema. Everybody knows that that's the written Torah. But that's not the issue. But as said earlier, to know it by heart is one thing. But to study it by heart, that's the main thing for the oral Torah. And not for the written Torah. Written Torah needs to be studied from the book, in the inside. That's the written Torah to study. So, basically, the Rebbe was challenging the Rebbe in the Halacha and asking questions, why do we have to study from a text? Why don't we just teach the kids orally? And the Rebbe tells him, that's what the Halacha is. The Rebbe showed him the first source, but this is also in Shulchan Aruch. It's not saying that you can't know it by heart. We're saying you don't study it orally. You got to study from inside. And if you say it over many times, then you'll know it, just like Ashrei and the Shema. And the Rebbe says, even more surprising and wondering is, you write that you go through the Tanakh every 2 months. The Rebbe says, how do you challenge an answer before even reflecting on it? And the Rebbe is unusually harsh with him. The Rebbe says, I mean, it was an important issue over here that the person, I'm going to see what he writes, but the Rebbe says, somebody like you who goes through the Tanakh every 2 months, how do you challenge an answer before reflecting on it, then you just knock it down. The Rebbe blesses him for Chesivah Chesivah in the name of the Rebbe. Like I said, there's probably a handful of letters that the Rebbe sort of speaks in this language. Apparently, the person deserved it, or he needed a little bit of, he needed to put his ego in place a little bit, so he would be more respectful. In any event, the Rebbe says that the written Torah needs to be studied from the inside.